Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
With Let There Be Praise. Our featured artist today is Southbound. Their new album is called I Left It in the Water. One of the songs in the project was written by Christina DiClario.
She's a Spanish Christian artist that attended my church. She first moved from Puerto Rico and came to my church. And now she's one of the leading female voices in Christian Latin music. And so one day I told the guys, I said, man, Christina wrote this song and sang this song. And I'm telling you, we can do this song. And I let them hear it. And of course we loved it. And then Jody comes on and does the lead on this song. And it's beautiful.
That's Clint Brown. Here's Southbound with Stories on Stories.
Oh Lord, I've got stories of your faithfulness and how you've sustained me with your promises. Oh Lord, you have given so much love and grace when I've been abandoned. You have always stayed. Stories of your faithfulness, but not one where you fail me, not one where you fall, not one where your arms couldn't reach me and carry the weight of it all, not one where you left me, not one where you changed. Not one where you love.
10,000 stories of your faithfulness. And God, I know there will be more hard days ahead. But not one will you fail me. Not one will you fall. Not one where your arms couldn't reach me and carry the weight of it all.
Stories on Stories, that's Southbound. Joni Brazelton talks about a powerful worship song called No Word But Holy.
I think it's a praise and worship standard that Pastor Clint wrote many years ago, that it was just a chorus back then, pretty much. I think it might have had a pre-chorus to it. I'm not real sure, but he added a couple of amazing verses, but it's incredible. Anybody that was ever a Clint Brown fan is just going to be blown away.
That's Joni Brazelton here Southbound with No Word But Holy.
You've been called Jehovah Jireh, the God who meets my needs. You've been called Jehovah Nissi, the banner. No word.
but holy, that's southbound. We have much more with them coming up, and in just a minute, a spotlight visit with Sounds of Jericho.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Screening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil & LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to WRCO and the Gospel Greats. As a cold weather advisory continues to be in effect, it feels like we're going in reverse here, but we're at 8 below now. And it is 15 minutes after 7 o'clock. As you're getting up, just reminding you of some church services that have canceled today. The Boaz United Methodist, First Lutheran Church of Lone Rock, Blue River United Methodist, Avoca United Methodist, Basswood Union, Viola United Methodist, Town and Country Presbyterian, and St. John Lutheran in Avoca. The annual congregational meeting will be held next Sunday.
The Gospel.
Welcome back. Our spotlight artist of the week is the group Sounds of Jericho. They're a male quartet from the North Georgia Mountains. They started the group back in 2012. Stacy Bragg sings bass, Stephen Sigmund on tenor, Matt Tyler on lead, and Ken Thomas on baritone. Stephen tells us about the group.
You may know Stacy and I were the original bass and tenor for the Lefevre Quartet. And we stayed there for several years, and then we met Matt and Ken at a church actually not far from where we're sitting right now in Gainesville, Georgia. It was called Blackshear Place Baptist Church. And we were all going there at the same time, and we would do special music and, you know, songs before the sermon and that type of thing. And we started doing it a little bit more, and people would say, hey, y'all need to sing again.
That's Stephen Sigmund. The new project is produced by Greater Vision's Chris Allman. It's called Live for Him. Stacy Bragg talks about the new project.
We borrowed that from the lyrics of the song, I Think I'll Live for Him. It's an old Statler Brothers song from the 80s, I believe. We put a lot of older songs on there that maybe many had forgotten about, but songs that have meant a lot to various ones of us down through the years.
That's Stacy Bragg. Let's enjoy the title cut of the album, I Believe I'll Live for Him, Sounds of Jericho.
I believe he died for me, so I believe I'll live for him. I may not do it right, but I'm gonna try. Wherever he would take me, yes, better than where I've been. I believe he died for me, so I believe I'll live for him.
Softly
he came to me,
softly
he said to me, it's alright, it'll be alright. To him
slowly,
just like a friend, he let me take my time
back to what I used to be, to think he still has plans for me.
To me, it's all right, it'll be all right. I took to him
slowly,
just like a friend, he let me take my time.
After what I used to be, I think he still has plans for me. For me,
I believe he died for me, so I believe I'll live for him. Right, but I'm gonna try. Wherever he will take me, it's better than where I've been. I believe he died for me. I believe he died for me. I believe he died for me. So I believe I'll live for him. I believe he died for me. So I believe I'll live for him. I may not do it right, but I'm gonna try.
I believe I'll live for him. That's Sounds of Jericho. Stephen Sigman talks about their current radio single called The One.
When we first heard the demo on that song, it spoke to me because it mirrors my life. You know, I don't think any of us can say that we go through life as close to the Lord 100% of the time as you want to be. There are times where It was very evident to me that I was not as close as I needed to be. And Luke chapter 15 talks about the shepherd that leaves the 99 to go after the one. And the lyric that just got me was, I never understood what it meant for him to leave the 99 until I was the one.
That's Stephen Sigman, and here's Sounds of Jericho with The One.
I was a prodigal, thought I could make it on my own. I made myself a king, put myself on the throne, until all the things I wanted left me broken and alone. Then the love of Jesus found me and brought this lost sheep. I never understood
why the shepherd would leave the 99,
or why he would face the world alone
and leave the rest behind.
I never understood
how far he'd go, or what he'd overcome, or why he'd leave the 99.
until I was. Crying out in a prison all your own, chained to the life you've made, and you find yourself alone. Well, friend, there's hope in Jesus. Just turn around, you'll see the open arms of a Savior who's been waiting.
Sounds of Jericho from their project Live for Him. Baritone Ken Thomas loves quartet music, and he tells us about the group that sparked a desire in his heart to sing.
When I was a little boy, my daddy loved the Inspirations, the old Inspirations. I love the new group too, you know, now. But yeah, I grew up listening to the Inspirations. So right off the bat, man, I got to say, you know, they were the one.
That's Ken Thomas. Matt Tyler talks about another favorite on the project called What Good Would a Crown Be?
We're so honored to be able to sing about a Savior that we have. I mean, we're saved. We're going to heaven one day. And it talks in this song, it talks about His royalty that we're going to be able to see one day. And yet, we may be getting rewards. We may be getting a crown when we get to heaven. I don't want anything. I don't deserve or need anything because He deserves everything.
That's Matt Tyler, and here is Sounds of Jericho singing, What Good Would a Crown Be?
Some folks may say, when they enter heaven's gates, they will gladly adorn a crown and a robe, and they'll dance down the streets of glory. They tell, parading their shining crown of gold. But I've often wondered, when I get over yonder and the future becomes the lay it down. What good would a crown
presence of royalty. What good would a crown do when I face the King?
The honor that heaven can give, and praises are for the one risen Lord who suffered that we all might live. So when rewards are passed out, if I'm given a crown for what the Master has accomplished through, in His presence so bright, overwhelmed by His light, friend, I'll know that my God.
Jericho with What Good Would a Crown Be? Again, their new project is called Live for Him. You can find out more about the group on social media or their website, soundsofjericho.com. We have more with our featured artist this week, Southbound, coming up in just a moment. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
The Gospel Greats!
Welcome back. We'll wrap things up with our featured artist, Southbound, in just a moment. Right now, the latest from the Justified Quartet. Anthony Patton talks about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
The first verse says, everybody has a story, everybody has a past. That's it for everyone that walks this earth. Everybody has a story, and everybody has a past. Now the past is not always good. You know, it's not always perfect. And this was what caught me when Tim sent me the song. My pastor said this many, many times. He said, I'm so thankful that the Lord has loved me through the good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's Anthony Patton, and here is the Justified Quartet with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Everybody has a story. Everybody has a past.
Sometimes it's not pretty. Sometimes I'd like to hide the facts. If I told you I was perfect, I'd be lying to your face. Yeah, I'm only here today because of God's redeeming grace.
Who I am's not who I was. I've been saved, changed, covered by the blood. I can't deny who I used to be. But I'm so glad that He
No, I never did deserve it, the mercy I've been shown. I'm a living testimony of how far grace will go.
Yeah, He pulled me from the ashes,
found me in my lowest place.
But that's not where He left me.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. We have High Road in just a moment. Right now, Sean Barber talks about Triumphant Quartet's newest single that he's featured on.
You know, if you believe that that grave is no longer full, that it's empty, and that stone's been rolled away, man, just lift your hands in victory. You've got hope. There's better days coming. And this is your victory. And that's the song in a nutshell.
That's Sean Barber. And here's the Triumphant Quartet with Big Old Stone.
You are more than the sum of your mistakes. Don't be haunted by the ghost of yesterday. For He has lifted every burden, every shame. Why you carrying it all around, child? Stop carrying it all around. You keep trying to be good. But grace has finished what you've misunderstood. He has purchased all your efforts never could. Why you trying to break free? 'Cause you're already free.
There's an empty grave and that big old stone been rolled away. Lift your hands in victory. And if the sun has set you free, child, you are free, free indeed. Lift your hands in victory. This is your victory. Hey, yeah, this is your victory.
Places where you hide. He is patient, our Father, He is kind. Oh, child, He loves you, and His arms are open wide. What are you waiting for? Tell me, what are you waiting for?
If you believe, there's an empty grave and a big old stone.
has done. No matter how far you've run, the wicked curse is overcome. You can't outdo what he has done. No matter how far you've run, the wicked curse is overcome. No, you can't outdo what he has done. No matter how far you've run, the wicked curse is overcome.
The Triumphant Quartet, High Road's newest project, Straight from the Heart, has several special guest performers. Sarah Davison talks about their guest on the song There's a River.
We got to sing this one with my friend Jaylee Roberts. She's also in a bluegrass group called Sister Sadie. And I love Jaylee's singing and I love her heart for the old songs. So bringing her in on this project and especially this song is very special. It's called There's a River.
Running from the heavens through the mountains flowing free. Feel the sun reflecting in the gentle rushing. Can you hear the Savior calling you and me?
And that'll wrap things up for the program today. I hope you enjoyed our visit with Southbound. You can find out more about the group by visiting them on social media or on their website, southbound.live. All of the music heard today is available at singingnewsstore.com. Again, that's singingnewsstore.com. If you have a request for a future program, feel free to call our 24-hour request line at 1-800-452-1473. Again, that's 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, we'll be counting down the top 20 songs that will appear in the February edition of the Singing News Magazine. Don't miss it. I'm Rodney Balcom. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
A little old man walking down the hall. It seemed with every step that he might fall. But a man on a mission just can't return the way. He was trying to make it to the room. Just didn't know what he would do. If he was late for her homegoing day. Hadn't said a word in 6 long days. So when she spoke up, they were all amazed. She reached for her husband's hand with tears in her eyes. She said, "We've fought the fight, we've run the race. All by God's amazing grace. And before I go, I just want inside the gate, don't lose hope. For me, there won't be long to wait. For with the Lord, your lifetime will be like an hour or two. So by tomorrow morning, I'll be there smiling back at you."
few short years on down the road, that same old man was ready to go, but his little grandson looked up with tears in his eyes. He said, "Boy, I'm gonna miss you too. Son, I know I'll see you soon. Now before I go, I just want you to know I'll meet you there, just inside the gate. Don't lose hope. Just inside the gate, don't lose hope. For me, there won't be long to wait. For with the Lord, your lifetime will be like an hour or two. So by tomorrow morning, I'll be there smiling back at you. I'll meet you there.
I'll meet you there, Legacy 5 on WRCO. 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock, our morning news right around the corner. As we take a look, some church services definitely have announced that they will not have their church service today due to that cold weather advisory. Right now we're at 8 below. The churches that have canceled services today include Boaz United Methodist, First Lutheran Church of Lone Rock, Blue River United Methodist, Avoca United Methodist, Basswood Union, Viola United Methodist, Town and Country Presbyterian, and St. John Lutheran in Avoca. The annual congregational meeting will be held next Sunday. Here's Brian Dorkson with Your Faithfulness.
I don't know what this day will bring. Will it be disappointing or filled with longed for things? I don't know what tomorrow holds. Still, I know I can trust your faithfulness. I don't know if these clouds mean rain. If they do, will they pour down blessing or pain? I don't know what the future holds. Still, I know I can trust your faithfulness. Certain as the rivers reach the sea, certain
written as the sun rises in the east. I can rest in your faithfulness, sure than a mother's tender love, sure than the stars still shine above. Your faithfulness. I don't know how or when I'll die. Will it be a thief, or will I have a chance to say goodbye? No, I
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. TikTok's shut down in the U.S. The popular video sharing app has been removed from the Apple App Store, a U.S. ban taking effect Sunday because TikTok's Chinese owners failed to sell it to an American operator. If you have the TikTok app, a message says that it is temporarily unavailable. The message says, we are fortunate that President Trump has indicated that he will work with us on a solution to reinstate TikTok. Mr. Trump's comments have been favorable, but have not made a firm commitment. A platform is being built inside the Capitol Rotunda after the last-minute decision to move the inauguration ceremonies Monday indoors because the wind chill will be in the single digits, affecting tens of millions Sunday, says ABC News forecaster Jeff Smith.
It's going to be snowy along the entire I-95 corridor, maybe starting as a little bit of a mix right along the coast and then going over to accumulating snow by later in the day.
The Israeli-Hamas ceasefire in Gaza is